Somehow, when we get to Parshas Re'eh, I always end up with the Bonim Atem LaShem Elokechem Lo Yisgadidu V'lo Yisasimu Kocho Bein Einechem L'Meis. I don't know why I always end up with that Parsha, because there are plenty of other sugyas in Re'eh. But somehow I have a feeling that that Parsha tells us a lot about our obligations of being good to Yidden. So you'll excuse me if we look at this Parsha again, I hope from some different angles than we have done in past years. I'm interested at, just by chance, in the dikduk over here. Bonim atem l'ashem elokechem, lo yisgadidu v'lo yisasimu kocho bein einechem l'meis. Now, yisgadidu is the hispoel, it's the reflexive. That's one of the binyonim in the Torah. And what it means is when I do something to myself. In other words, let's say nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, you go and learn in Eretz Yisrael after you finished over here in America, and you're going to be lehit kaleach, to take a shower. So it's reflexive to allow the shower to wash over you. That's what it means. It's reflexive. It's something that I do which happens to myself. I'm not doing something to somebody else. I'm doing something to myself. So, Lehis Palel is very, very interesting, I think, of Shamsu. Well, his learns, like Polal is to judge, Vaivenu Pelilim. So, Lehis Palel would be to judge oneself, that the Indian of Tfilah is to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and to judge oneself, what rights do I have, kaviyochel, rights, of course, in quotation marks, to beg the Ribbono Shel Olam to grant me what my needs are, my perceived needs are. So you judge yourself when you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So one would say that Bonim Atem LaShem Elokechem Lo Yisgadidu, we would translate it, don't allow yourself to be cut. Don't be cut. Not don't cut, but don't be cut. And Rashi says the opposite of that. Lo Yisgadidu, Lo Yisitnu Gedido V'Seret B'Vsachem Almes. Don't cut yourself. Kederach She'Emoriyim Oisen. The Emoriyim, when they lose a family member or somebody whom they love very much, they tend to cut themselves. And I don't want you to do that. Lo sitnu gedido. It's in the active, not in the passive. Now, Rashi in Bereshis, by Vatikach es ha... So there Rashi says, Vatikach atzoir, she took the veil, vatiskos, zogt Rashi, what does it mean, vatiskos? Loshon vatispoel, it's the passive form, kumo vatikover, vatishover, that's the nifal. The nifal binyan in Loshon HaKodesh is the passive form. Ani shomarti, I guarded, the prison guard says. The prisoner says, Ani nishmati, I was guarded, that's in the past tense. So in the future it's eshome, tishome, a ganze pasha. But in Kolponim, Rashi says over there that the hispoel is passive, just like the nifal is passive. That's what the Rashi is saying. Loshon vatispoel in vatiskos. So loshon vatispoel, kumoi vatikover, vatishover. So it's a passive form. So here also, Rashi should have said that it's the passive form, yeah? Not don't cut yourself, but don't be cut. But Rashi says that's not the case. Lo titnu gedido v'seret b'vsachem almeis. Don't cut yourself. So the Torah says, lo yisgadidu, don't be cut. And Rashi says, but what it means is don't cut. I'll read to you the Gur Aryeh over here. Pirush aval gavsha haloshan hu hispoel, the reflexive. Rashi svirele she'ein chiluk ben losha nifal v'hispoel, that both of them are passive. K'mo she'pirush b'pashas chayesoro by the tzoiv, which we read just now. Mikol mokom tzorich lefarish lo titnu gedido b'loshan poel. Here it has to mean the active. Ki'ein lefarish k'mo sha loshan hispoel. Why? Ki kol azoro hu azoro ala poel shlo yase. That if it's a loisase, and here it is a loisase, lois is going to do, don't do it. So don't do it means don't be active, not don't be done. The be done, you wouldn't be over loisase. So that's what the Maharal is saying. Ki ein lefarish k'ma shal loshen espoel, ki kol azhoro hu azhoro ala poel shlo yase, va hispoel eno poel. Rak makabela pule, it's passive, not active. Lo yovo baze azhora. On a passive, there aren't any lavim. The kachzor lefarish kan kemoi poel, lefarish lo sitnu gedido. Now that's a very interesting thing, that the Torah says, lo sis goydudu, and Rashi says very clearly in Chayesoro, that the hispoel, that means when you put the tov into the middle of the shoresh, yeah, it becomes passive, and it's just as passive as the nifal is passive. And yet the Rashi says over here, that over here, and the way the Maharal explains it, that over here, although the Torah writes the hispoel, namely, tis loisis goydudu, but it doesn't mean what it usually means, which is the passive form, but it means the active form, because there's a love over here, and you can't have a love in the passive form. As is the Maharal, that's what the Maharal says in this Rashi over here. So why should it be like that? Why do you use the passive and mean the active? What is being said? So, admittedly, over there, by Vatiskas, there's no love involved, so therefore you can translate it in the passive, and she became covered. I think that maybe what's happening over here, now this is not the Maharal, but I'll tell you what I think is happening over here. And that is like this, and it's fakir, it's a big shevach to Rivka over there, and there's a very interesting little thing about this. I'll share it with you, although I guess about half the shiur, which I wanted to say today, is going to fall by the wayside because everything is taking too long. But von der Stregen, it's good to expose ourselves once in a while to really being mimic a little bit in what's happening. Let's repeat that. That it says over here by the Vatiskas, yeah, and she became covered. She took the veil and she became covered. That's what Rashi says. And here it says, Lois is going to do not cut. Although Lechari, you could have said also, don't be cut. Now the Maharal explains, why doesn't it say don't be cut? Because we're talking about the love and the Torah over here, you're not allowed to do this. And in the passive, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So therefore, you have to translate it in the active. No, but if you have to translate it in the active, so then why does the Torah say it in the passive? So why does the Torah use loisis goydudu? Rabbeisai, those of you who are listening to this shiur, I have to apologize, but I'm not going to apologize. I have to apologize because I'm giving a shiur over here in Dikduk, and whoever learned any Dikduk, right, or whoever listened to the Dikduk shiur which he had. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't know even the basics of Dikduk. But it's so important. For example, over here, the way I'm going to explain it to you now, even though that's going to take up a part of the shiur, maybe a significant part of the shiur, but it's kedai, because what the Torah is telling us over here, if my understanding of what's happening is correct, so then it's a myodical limud, and we can only pick up this limud if we understand the dikduk that's involved. Now, first of all, how can it be that you have the hispoel, the reflexive, we'd say in English, that means something that you do to yourself. Ani mitkaleach, I'm taking a shower. Ani mitrachetz, I'm washing myself. Oh yeah, or ani miskaseh, I am being covered. Or in this case, ani misgoded, if I would be over the laugh, I am cutting myself. So what's going on? Like, what is the pshat in that binyan? So I think that what's happening over here is like this, and that's really very interesting. And very interesting is, I'll tell you a little story. Okay, it'll cut into the shiur again, but it's an important story, I think. That recently I got a letter from a very choshev yid, and he let me have it. He was very angry with what I have done, what I had done in one of the little books that I put out. And why? Because I quoted certain American poets on certain issues. And he gave me a mishaberach. He said that, well, we need goyish poets, and they come from the Tzad HaTumah. And where do you find the Elch Yidin quoting goyish? He was very upset. And he says, even though sometimes the sciences, mathematics, I guess you go to a doctor, yeah, but that's a metzias, the rules of science. But in Hashkofa things, yeah, there's no way that one should resort to the goyim. Now, I wrote him then a letter. I don't know whether he accepted what I wrote. But I wrote you, I agree with you 100%. But the way I brought these poets was not in order to derive a hashkofa from them, or in order to prove that something in the Torah is correct. I did what I'm going to do now again, and that is to understand how people seem to think. And that, I think, is nothing wrong with that, taking language outside Lashon HaKodesh, because language develops. And if we see that in a different language, the language develops in the same form as we find in Lashon HaKodesh, so that bears out that's Taka L'Pshat. In other words, there's no Gzeiras HaKosov that you have to use the word like this, you have to use the word like that. The Torah uses the words the way people use the words, the way they spoke. So I'm being machnis, this apology ke'ilu, into what I'm saying over here, so that you shouldn't be chosh at me that I want to go to the Tzad HaTumah to bring rayas from goyish poets. Yeah, I'm bringing rayas from how people speak. And that's interesting, that when you find the same ideas occurring in different languages, so you see that is sort of psychologically a human trait to develop ideas in this form. So what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that the reflexive form, now again, the reflexive form, what we call in Lashon HaKodesh, in the dikduk of Lashon HaKodesh, we call it the hispoel. So that means you put a tof, yeah, in together with the shayrish. So it means reflexive. It's something that I do to myself. Now, I think if I can find it quickly in the dictionary, what is reflexive? So they say, directed or turned back upon itself. That means it's an action which happens to you. Now, when it happens to you, ani mitrachetz, ani mitkaleach. Okay, so I am turning on the shower, and who's getting showered? I am. So both the subject and the object are the same unit. It is I. I am taking a shower, and I am being showered. I am washing myself and I am being washed. In other words, that's not the way normally a subject and an object relate to each other in a sentence. I throw the ball, right? So the subject is I and the ball is the object. But in the Hispoel, you've got both subject and object being the same person. It is I who am taking a shower, and therefore I am being showered. Now, so you have an action over here where subject and object are the same person. Now, so how do we look at that? Yeah, you got Reuven, and Reuven is showering and taking a shower. Now, how do we look at that? Are we looking, Reuven, at the active part because he is taking the shower? Or are we looking at Reuven in the passive because he is being showered? In other words, where do we look at, how do we look at this action now, where both subject and object are the same thing? Are you following? I think it should be very interesting. So I think that's what's happening over here. The fact is that we can look at it both ways. Both are equally valid, because it's the subject and the object is the same person. So from which point of view am I looking at him? Both points of view are equally valid, because I am taking the shower and I'm being showered. So what's Taka going on? Oh, so by Vatiskos, it looked upon it, the Rashi said, that it's in the passive. She was covered. But that's very interesting. That's very interesting. Rabbi Sai, listen carefully, yeah? And it won't hurt you if you think a moment about Dikdok, because it's Neuro Neuroas, this pasuk. It's really Neuro Neuroas. By the way, I've been Miyaj on this year. I think we'll stick on this subject a little bit, because it's very, very interesting. It's very, very interesting. Because what does it say? Vatikach Hatzoiv, she took the veil, so she's being active. She took the veil and was covered. Vatiskos. This is when she sees Yitzchok coming, when she's coming for the date. So that's what's happening. That she took the tzoif and became covered. Now why? If she's active in the taking, Vatikach Hatzoif, so why tell me she's being covered? We would have said she took the veil and covered herself. Oh, now comes the interesting part in the English. Please don't get all upset about it, because there's really nothing to get upset about, because it's very, very interesting. At least to me, it's very interesting that in English you have two words for reflex. The word, yeah, reflex. So you have the reflexive, which is a voice, or like in Lashon HaKodesh, we would say opinion, in diktok, in grammar. So there's the reflexive voice. I do this to myself. But then there's another word, which is reflex. A reflex reaction is something that I do without thinking. Here, just a few lines earlier in the dictionary. Reflex. Zog the dictionary, not the Heiliger dictionary, but a regular dictionary. Yeah. What is reflex? An act performed involuntarily in consequence of a nervous impulse, blah, blah, blah. So a reflex action is one which I don't think about. I do it naturally, right? Like, yeah, I don't know, you hear a fly buzzing, so automatically you put your hand up to protect your eyes. I don't know, whatever it is. That's a reflex action. So listen carefully. So the reflex action is something that I do without thinking. I do it automatically. Reflexive means something that I do to myself in grammar. What's the pshat? Vatikach es hatzoiv vatiskos. What is being said? In Vatikach es hatzoiv vatiskos, what's being said? she took the veil and she was covered. So we asked ourselves, why? Yeah, say she took the veil and covered herself. The Talmud is, I think, I can't swear to this, I haven't seen this anywhere. And if you disagree, so well, give me a call and we'll, let's discuss it. But I think it's poshut. And that's why I say this is such a moyodike pasuk, yeah, that what is going on over here? What's going on is that she was covered. She didn't have to make a decision. In other words, her tznius, her natia towards tznius, that if she's going to see her potential chosana, they're coming to meet, the first thing you do is to put on a veil. So then it was a reflex action. She didn't have to make a decision. She didn't have to make a decision to cover her face. The minute she had the veil in her face, in her hands, the face was covered. Yeah, it was an involuntary action. It wasn't something that she decided, huh? Yeah, you know, this morning I had a nice haircut and to meet the chosan. Yeah, none of that. She had a veil in her hand, she took it, and her face was covered. That's what the Torah is telling us. That's the Mama Rivka. Yeah, we hear a lot of the Mama Rochel nowadays. Mama Rivka, a very, very tzniyistiki young lady. She was very young at the time, Chazal tell us, let's say three, whatever the shit is. But that's what's going on over there. Vatikach es atzoif, vatiskos. She was automatically covered. She didn't have to make a decision. There was no shikul hadas whether or not she should cover herself. And that is what's happening, the exact opposite over here. Lois is going to do, right? Oh, yeah. Now it's again the same thing. What do you do by Gedida? You take a knife, and you cut yourself, and you are cut. So object and subject are the same. Sagt Rashi that over here, although you could have picked the passive aspect of it, yeah. Lois is going to do, don't be cut, don't allow yourself to be cut, don't be cut, yeah, don't walk around with a cut, whatever you want to call it, yeah. The Torah says, Lois is going to do, don't do this, don't do this. In other words, there is no natural feeling that a person should disfigure himself with a knife. I mean, even if he's emotionally very, very, very taken up with somebody whom he loves very much, died, yeah. But it's still a conscious decision you have to make. Should I go? Is my life really such that I have to make such a radical change that I cut myself and make my face look like a terrible thing? Yeah, is my life really broken? And if you look at the Gur Aryeh over there, you'll see that is taka what's happening over here. I mean, what the Emorim, Rashi says the Emorim used to do that. So what's the pshat? Like, what did they do? Because the Ramal talks it out in the Gur Aryeh that they see death as a hashchosa. When somebody dies, so his life is ruined. It's terrible, right? So therefore, in order to show my I can't think of the word now, my being menoid noise ba'olim chavera, so therefore, so I also am mashchis myself, so I destroy myself, I make gashes in my face, and to say, look, I'm a garnished, I my life is nothing. Zog der Rebbeinu Sham Taira Yidl, that's not what the situation is. Not the person who died is nothing, and not the person who is alive and is trying to react to that sad situation should be holding that now he has become a garnish, that he has become a nothing. That is not the way I want you to look at this. Yeah, I think that if you look in the Ramban over there and the Ibn Ezra, you don't go overboard in Avelis. That's the ruach of the whole halachas of Hilchos Avelis, is not to go overboard. Don't break down. It's not like that. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person dies, he comes to the Olam HaEmes, and that is really where he belongs. And why? Because, and that is really what the rest of the shiur was going to be about. But there's not really much time for that. But this idea that dying, we all want to live Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Brocha, Chaim Panos. We want to live, right? But dying is not a tragedy. Dying is you go back to where you belong, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because what did Yaakov, we always come back to this unbelievable deal which Yaakov and Esav made in the womb, and that is that they decided to split the two Olamas, that Esav gets Olam HaZeh and Yaakov gets Olam HaBo, and that we are down here only on loan. So that is our Metzius, and which means the Sforim talk about it, certainly the Ramchal and other Sforim, how this idea that the basic character of a Yid is to long to be back in the Olam HaZelyonim, near to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Olul longs to be close to the Ilah. The effect wants to get close to the cause. The cause is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not terrible to go back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is what the person wants, be'etzem, deep down. And that's as I does. So that's the logic of Gedida is not a logic. The logic of Gedida is not a logic because feeling the need to gash yourself is saying, I'm finished. Life is no life without this person. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, Yankele, Znishta Zay. Right? Life continues to be life. It may be sad. You know, the Ramban has a lotion like that, yeah? The Torah doesn't ask a crying. Torah doesn't ask a crying because even if you go have to say goodbye to somebody and you know you're not going to see him again or you're not going to see him for a long, long time, and he's a very close friend, so of course a person is moved and sometimes they'll cry. But to go and gash yourself, to go and say, this is a hashrosa, that's the wrong thing to do. That you're not allowed to do. And that's what the Torah says. Don't take that step. Don't take that step. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't cut yourself. That's not what you should do. That's a very, very big, big yesod. I was going to move from this, but there's no time now, to the fight between Yaakov and the Malach, and this idea of the fact that Yidden are from the Elyonim because of that deal which Yaakov made with Esav, that is really a part of the sugya, very, very much. But you know what? Maybe next week we'll talk about that. Maybe other. It was a good idea that this week we concentrated on the TikTok part of it, and next week I think we'll go over it again, plenader. But what did I want to show you? So I wanted to read this to you. That's a Meir de Gezach. Because in the sugya of Yaakov and the angel, when Yehovah Ishim Vayadal Asashocha, so a very big player in that is the Pachim Ketanim, that he went back. Vayivosei Yaakov Levado, yeah, he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. And about the Pachim Ketanim, that means the value of even Pachim Ketanim is very much nageya over here, because the person who is slashing himself is denying his value. He says, if this person has died and I don't have him anymore, my life has no value. And at least symbolically, I do that. I'm koivea that by slashing my face. So Rav Volbe over here, there's a sefer Shiurei Chumash. The Talmidim put together after Rav Volbe was nifter. They apparently he used to give and was machshiv very much his Chumash Shiurim. And I think if I remember correctly from the Hagomas, that this was for the starters in the yeshiva, the younger bochum perhaps, to be machnes them into the thought world of the Bale Musa. So he writes over here like this, very interesting. Zichroini, Rav Volbe saying, according to the memory of his Talmidim, Zichroini, kishi yoshavti etzel ha-mashgiach, mashgiach, stam mashgiach by Rav Volbe is Rav Yerucham, etzel ha-mashgiach, v'nitfalti l'sha'on, shovu, sh'omad ala shulchan. It says there was a clock standing on the table which wasn't working. And Rav Volbe sort of was looking at it and sort of, I guess, a quizzical kind of look and says, what do you need a broken clock on your table for? Omer li ha-mashgiach, he says, the mashgiach said to me, der Zeger steht, ha-sha'on omed, it's going to stay here. V'kavonosa, I think that's what he meant. Yeah, v'kavonosa, hoiso, shachefet shaloi, this is my clock. Hashem noson lo pikodan. Why do I have a clock? Because the Rabbanu Shem gave it to me. V'hutzorer lishmar alav. And I have to guard it. I doesn't work. No, there are two kinds of clocks, those that work and those that don't work. But either way, this is what Rabbanu Shem gave me. So therefore, I don't throw it out. Kach hisnagu gedoylem. Now listen to this. That's the few lines which I thought I would leave you with because it would be nice to be Adomim Gedolim, to be Adam Godels. Yeah, Kach Isnagu Gedolim. V'chein hoyu ha-mashgiach, listen to this. V'chein hoyu ha-mashgiach rogel l'sape. Rav Volbe, I think he means that Rav Yerucham used to tell the story. She'kishu nifter ha-sabo mikelm, when the altar of Kelm, of Simcha Zissel, was nifter, so who, Rav Yerucham, Lokach es ha-me'il ha-yechidi. Rav Simcha Zissel was the proud owner of a single kapata, the long jackets which they wore. Yeah? And so Rav Yerucham took his kapata, the only one which the altar had, me'oz she'his chaten. From the time that he got married, he had this kapata. I guess his parents or whatever it was, bought him a kapata for the chasna, and that was the kapata which he wore until the day of his death. Yeah, he didn't get a new one every Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, so he wore this his whole life. V'acharei ha-petira, and after he was nifta, and Rabbi Yerucham took it for himself, adayin hoyo nire kachodash. He said that kapata looked exactly the same way it looked on the day that he bought it in the store or had the tailor make it for him. I guess in those days there wasn't so much buying ready-made stuff. Ruchush eino dovo mikri. Property is not something which just happens. Elohu cheftze shel kedusha. It's a cheftze shel kedusha. And by Rav Simcha Zissel, that meant, they say that the Chaznish also wore the same hat that he made chasna in his entire life. I must say that some of the pictures, I don't think it looked like a brand new anymore. Maybe the hat is different, the sweat and this and that. But anyway, this is the idea. The idea is that ideally a kapata which you wore for your chasna should be there until the person has ended his life on this earth. And then the next person can take it and he's adding a new kapata. That is what we're talking about. We're talking about, so how can you, if your kapata has to look like new, shouldn't you have to look like new? What kind of narishkeit is that, to take a knife and to start gashing yourself and making yourself look ugly? Why? Because I am destroyed. You're not destroyed. You're not destroyed. You're not destroyed. Your life has continued and you're here. Every second is important. Every second is useful. And every second has to be used to the utmost. That's a maritige Sache. Okay, so that was the little tiktok. And Yitzhashem, next week we'll carry on with the subject, but not the tiktok part of it, so you can relax.